Well, the federal government has also allocated $2.3 billion to suicide prevention and mental health in the budget. The funding will be used for a range of projects, including a national office for suicide prevention and follow-up care for people who have attempted suicide. Nevis Murray is CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia.
Look, there's probably good news and bad news. The very good news is that there is a significant focus on suicide prevention for the first time in any budget, to my knowledge. And that's a very important step forward for our community. When you consider that 65,000 people a year make an attempt on their life, this commitment is an exceptionally good start to the reform that we need to achieve the change that will support people to avoid distress that leads them to a suicide attempt.
So, Nevis, what's the money there and what will that actually do in a practical sense?
One of the big steps forward in last night's budget was the announcement of $12.8 million to establish a national suicide prevention office focused on the prevention of suicide. This is important because by having an office, we can achieve the appropriate infrastructure to ensure that services are going in places where they need to be.
Why do you think it took the government so long to listen to put these kind of measures in place?
I think it's fair to say that historically we've seen suicide prevention through the lens of mental ill health. People who do make an attempt on their life or who die by suicide aren't always suffering or experiencing mental ill health. It's other factors that cause them distress that lead to a suicide attempt.
What does your research and experience tell you about the Australians who are most at risk of suicide? Demographically, what are you seeing now?
Yeah, Sally, there's, and in fact, this is probably one of the things that has left us disappointed in the budget. Three out of four people who die by suicide are men, and men weren't captured as part of the priority populations in this budget. Importantly, we saw measures for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people in our community who have a very high rate of suicide. We also saw investments in suicide prevention activities for younger people, again, very important measures. But the facts are that three out of four people who die by suicide, that's seven men every day, that die by suicide, they weren't targeted as a priority group in this budget. And we've certainly been calling and will continue to call for a national suicide prevention strategy targeting men.
Why are those numbers so high for men, Nevis?
Well, there's certainly been discussions around definitions of masculinity and what that means in its totality. And I think those discussions need to continue. Now, that's not to say that issues about women's independence and protection of women aren't important as well. But in having those discussions, we mustn't ever forget that there's actually two sides to this. And we need to not leave men behind in those discussions, I think. That I think, is crucial if we're going to achieve a secure safety net, particularly around suicide prevention for both men and women, and also people who don't identify with being either men or women. So the LGBTIQ community, for example, have a very high rate of suicide. So they're very, very important areas to consider. Gender is a very important consideration.
That's Nevis Murray, CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia.